Shabbos, Perk Tes, Mishneh Gimel. Minayin lufaleta shichvas zera b'yom ha'shlishi shitmeya. How do we know that if a woman omits shichvas zera on the third day after her relations with her husband that she's tameh? Shenemra hayu nechonim l'shloshes yom. We are told at Har Sinai that we have to be prepared 3 days before Matan Torah. Hashem wanted the women to be tahar by Matan Torah, and therefore the men had to separate from their wives 3 days before Matan Torah. Now the reason that it's 3 days, the Rav explains, because after 3 days, it's not called Shichva Zera, because after that, it's Masriach, and it can't impregnate anymore. So therefore, it can't be Mitama, because just like a male that omits Shichva Zera, a woman too, even if it's from the male initially, if she omits Shichva Zera, she also becomes Tameh. But after 3 days, she's no longer Tameh. Now the Rav says the proper girsa should be Shehi Tahora, that she's Tahor, because really you only need 2 full days, because on the third day, she would be Tahor, and that's how you'd have to read the Mishnah, because there's a Machlokes or Balazah ben Azariah and the Chachamim. However, the Rav says it's possible, though, that the Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, that you need 3 full days, and on the third day, she's still Tameh. But therefore, if that's the case, the Mishnah would not be going Alibad de Hilchasa, because he says Allah is like a Balazah ben Azariah. So that's one asmachta the Mishnah brings. The next asmachta, minayin shemachitzin es hamila b'yom ha'shlishi shechal yos b'shabbos. How do you know that you can bathe a baby that had a mila, and now it's the third day after the mila, where the baby's in a lot of pain and it's in sakana? Shenemar vayi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yosim koavim. We have it in Breishis, that Shimon and Levi, when they attacked Shechem, that it was on the third day when they were in a lot of pain from their bris. So therefore, you're allowed to bathe the baby, even with water that was warmed on Shabbos itself. And the Chiddush here, the Rav explains, that the Mishnah is telling us that even on the third day, it's a sakana. All the more so on the first and the second day. Because the warm water is mechazik, it strengthens the body of the tinok, and it makes the tinok healthy. And the Taisus Yontav asks, but by Shechem, it seemed that Shimon and Levi didn't attack them on the first and the second day. It sounded like on the third day, that was where they had the most pain, and that's dafka when they attacked. But it sounds like in the first and second day, it wasn't that way. So he says there's a difference between pain and sakana, that it could be that there was more sakana from the bris on the first 2 days, because as the days go on, there's less sakana. But as far as pain is concerned and weakness, they were the most weak on the third day. Mashen came when it comes to sakana, which is what our Mishnah is talking about, with a baby, the Rav was explaining that even the third day, but of course, legabe sakana, not pain, the first and the second day have the most sakana. Next example, minayin shekoshin loshon shel zahoyos b'rosh si'ira mishtaleh. How do we know they were supposed to tie like a red ribbon of wool, that half of it would be tied to the top of the si'ira mishtaleh that was going to the Azazel, and the other half would be tied to the top of the mountain? When they pushed down the Seir, so the ribbon, the strip that was tied onto the top of the cliff, the red would turn white. And then they would know that Hashem was mechaper on the avonis of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, so the Mishnah tells us, kashanim kashaligalbinu. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, if your sins, kashanim, are like scarlet, which is red, kashaligalbinu, I will make them white like snow.